This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Most news coverage of the federal government's recently concluded Cash for Clunkers program missed the most important part of that effort, according to one of the men who created it. Jack Hadari, co-founder of SmartTransportation.org and chairman of AmericansForCleanEnergy.org, says their underlying goal was to open the way for the coming next generation of electric vehicles.
We realized that because American consumers are holding onto their cars longer and longer, we would probably never have a great penetration of these next-gen vehicles. We then looked for a solution and found the concept of cash for clunkers, which has been around for some time. But we helped design a new way of implementing it that was both good for the environment, good for the consumer, and good for the auto sector.
Hadari recognizes that this next wave of plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, or PHEVs, and completely electric vehicles, or EVs, will not reach the mass marketplace for another couple of years. So in the meantime, he says, the priority is educating consumers to base decisions on long-term cost considerations, something the Cash for Clunkers program helped get started.
They suddenly started thinking about total cost of ownership. What's the total cost to own this vehicle for the next 5 years? And so dealers started putting additional stickers on the car indicating what you'd have to pay on a yearly basis to fill this thing up with gas. Then suddenly it kicks in this new mentality of, hey, I may actually own this for 5 years. What is the cost of ownership here? Suddenly you realize, oh my God, I'm going to be out $8,000 with this, quote, cheaper car. So I better buy the more efficient car because even though it looks more expensive right now, I'm going to save in the long run.
At the same time, Hadari says we must identify and remove the obstacles that get in the way of changing consumer behaviors, something he thinks the solar industry is just now beginning to address.
The hassle factor, although it sounds trivial, is actually holding up the entire sector of solar in this country. So we got around that by developing an application that allows you to measure solar of a roof by satellite imagery, such as Google Images.
The same approach must also be applied to the biggest players in the energy picture, Hadari suggests, to wean America off the centralized power grid it now relies on.
If you look at the way the electric network is built, the electric grid, it's built with no storage and all centralized. And you look at a country like Norway, they decided to decentralize about 15 years ago, and they now have a nice balance of some central plants as well as a lot of distributed generation. And that gives them a lot more resilience. If there's a storm in any part of the country or other kinds of lines going down, the whole country doesn't come down. So it gives you more resilience in the case of any kind of downing of the system. You also have a tremendous amount of savings.
A decentralized distribution network will also help significantly in curtailing our dependency on coal-fired electricity generation, which he notes is woefully inefficient.
The efficiency of coal plants is very, very low. You're ending up squeezing out only 15% of the energy in coal by the time you're mining the coal, transporting the coal, treating the coal, pulverizing the coal, burning the coal, driving the actual turbines, getting it out over the transmission lines, then distribution lines. You're down to 15% with all the loss of efficiencies there.
Hadari is a strong backer of California's ambitious goals for reducing power consumption statewide, but he agrees with the governor that what he calls a free flow of electrons between states will be necessary to reach those targets. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.